1-800-333 today.
Haiti rocked by the big one, 7.0 on the Richter scale. It's described as pure hell, striking near Port-au-Prince. We'll get to the latest there. Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. The president is saying, tax the bank bonuses. Conan tells NBC in so many words to take this job and shove it. I'll read you some of his kiss-off later. Will it be the end of Conan on NBC? Maybe not. Would you miss him if he wasn't there in that slot? He is the Tonight Show now, after all. Speaking of debuts, though, Sarah Palin made hers on Fox. How did she do? I watched, and I'll give you my thoughts on that. But first, let's jump back to the major, major disaster that slammed into Port-au-Prince, as I said. This is an impoverished country, folks. You guys know that, right? So the buildings they do have apparently were just crumbling right and left and everywhere else, including right near the National Palace. Here's Frank Williams, the director of World Vision Haiti, and his description of what happened.
It's a pretty disconcerting situation. You've got pretty much people screaming kind of all around the city of Port-au-Prince, and our staff, we were in our building. It shook for about 35 seconds, and, you know, portions of things on the building fell off, and fortunately for us, our building remained standing, and none of our staff were injured, but lots of walls are falling down. Many of our staff had tried to leave, but were unsuccessful because walls from buildings and private residences fallen into the streets, so that it's pretty much blocked significantly most of the traffic. We have some aftershocks that we've experienced about 10, 15 minutes after the original quake, and we have an unconfirmed report that the National Palace is severely damaged, as well as some other government building structures. So it's an ongoing situation, and I think, you know, people are, particularly if there's another aftershock, there's kind of a wail of, as people, you know, are very frightened by it, but most people are out in the streets and, you know, just kind of looking up, and several people, you know, lots of people are pretty, not holding it together emotionally, but so that's how it is on the ground.
I don't have any people listening to the show right now, driving down the road, or maybe you just rolled over for the second time in your bed and you kept us on your little clock radio and you're listening. I don't have any of you listening have ever been in an earthquake or the numerous aftershocks afterwards, but I'll tell you what, it is a very surreal experience. I've been in an earthquake, but further away from the epicenter, where chairs just rolled and somebody in a newsroom screamed out, earthquake. And, of course, I didn't grow up in earthquake territory, so the Californians, it seemed almost natural. They knew exactly what to do and weren't as concerned about it. But this is a major, major thing when you're talking about 7.0, and all of you understand what that means. That's a big number when it comes to earthquakes. So the actual pinpointing locations of this was 10 miles west of the capital. That's specifically where it slammed in or struck. And then you had all these aftershocks. One of the aftershocks, almost 6.0. So you got a city in darkness, thousands of people sitting around on the streets that basically don't have anywhere to go. After they get over the initial shock, then it's finding family and friends and also digging out the victims, having flashlights. And you're talking about a really poor country. And the casualties, I mean, hundreds of thousands, who knows at this point. At this point, they actually haven't even tried to release a number because it's impossible to tell. I mean, this is going to be major. I looked at some video that showed collapsed walls and the presidential palace you just heard described there in ruins. The president supposedly is safe, but the other public buildings, including the parliament building, basically their government, just wrecked. And also, and this is like a lifeline to these people, the main United Nations building in Port-au-Prince collapsed. And then, of course, you have people that were personnel that were volunteering, people that were part of the whole peacekeeping squad that would be in that area. Some of them are not accounted for. At this point, you know, the UN has a 9,000-member peacekeeping force. That's how big it is in Haiti. Because they, if you remember, you go back to 2004, there was a wicked rebellion there. So the UN put more peacekeeping forces in that area. So they're saying at this point, one of the geophysicists was quoted as saying that it's the strongest earthquake since 1770. And of course, in modern times, what is now called Haiti. Remember in the, I want to say in the late 40s, I remember reading about this, they had an 8.1 quake that hit the Dominican Republic, and Haiti got a little bit of, you know, shaking as a result of that, or tremors. And then there was that tsunami that killed, because of that, that killed almost 2,000 people. So that's the other thing that you worry about. Nothing's happened in that regard. Of course, the U.S. is going to help Haiti, and they're sending whatever they can send. You know, all the land telephones and cell phones are down. You got about 2 million people in that major area. And as I mentioned, no way to tell. Humanitarian aid is on its way, but no way to tell at this point how many people have been killed in this quake. Awful, awful world news, certainly. So that's where we begin. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of the show. A little bit later in this show, the Daily Salute is back, and we had two great candidates for the Daily Salute. One involves rescuing a man drowning. Another involves returning some cash when the person could have just easily ran off with it and made hay. I mean, it was a pretty good chunk of change, but they were honest enough to try to find the people and get the money back to them. So two great Daily Salutes. We're going to split it. We don't usually do that, but in bringing this back this year in 2010, we're going to split it on this version of it anyway. Speaking of being split, there is obviously a big split in the Senate, as we know, or a little bit of a split anyway, over still health care reform and where are we headed with this. But in the meantime, what's become interesting is the Massachusetts Senate race is really becoming a proxy on the health bill. Now, this isn't a surprise. We certainly talked about this on ATN month and a half ago. But who was going to succeed Senator Ted Kennedy? Again, they've turned it into this battle over the fate of health care overhaul, because it obviously would count, right? So this once would have been described as maybe a pedestrian contest between the Democrat Martha Coakley and the Republican Scott Brown has gotten really, really rough. And they're both putting themselves out there as the custodians of the Senate vote to determine the bill's fate. So they're both pushing on this one. The stakes that high for the Democrats, they're not ruling. They're not going to rule out taking as long as a month to certify the election results. So should Brown win, that would prevent a Republican from assuming the seat until the Senate completed its work on Kennedy's, what they're calling Kennedy's legislation. Politics as usual, and especially for Massachusetts. Coming up on the flip side, something completely different. We need something positive to talk about. If you have animals, especially dogs, and you got this cold weather, be careful when you take them out. We're going to talk about what you should do with your dogs in the cold weather. Stay with us.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 12, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,149.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,180.55, $590.27 for a half ounce, or $295.14 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,180.55, $590.27, or $295.14.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
NBC's Conan O'Brien with a killer monologue the other day, and then I think the great kiss-off in an interesting note that he put together, sending it to NBC execs. So he goes rogue. We're going to let you hear a snippet of that coming up a little bit later this hour as we're knee-deep into a couple of different things here. I thought it'd be fun to talk about, as many of you can relate to having dogs. On this show, I've said it before, it was probably 2 years ago, I didn't grow up in a dog family because my brother was allergic, and I wanted to have a dog. And when we were picking out a dog, I didn't know much about breeds, and all of you just blew out the phone lines for days suggesting different kinds of dogs that would probably work well for me. And as you know, I got a golden retriever, Mahalo, who is now 11 months old. So we're learning as we go along. But some people don't realize, especially in areas where you don't normally have cold temperatures, that the dog gets cold. It's because you think in your head, he's got fur, right? So twistedly sometimes, and I don't even think it's always on purpose, people leave their dogs out in the yard and they don't realize what they're doing to little Fido. So joining us here on America Tonight, hanging late with us, is Christy Hill Howard from Three Dog Bakery. And she's got some tips, I think, that some of you will find quite handy. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kate? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm good. I walked the dog today, and today in I always say this, our mothership is in freezing cold Minneapolis, but I'm in Dallas, and today in Dallas was warmer temperatures, so it wasn't quite as bad. But I took Mahalo for a walk on a day where it was like 16 degrees, and boy, you could feel it. And sadly, when I was walking along, I counted the number of dogs that were out in yards, and they might have only been out for a short amount of time. But I think you heard what I said. Do you think people kind of have a disconnect sometimes on how long you can have a dog outside?
Absolutely. I think that people think, like you said, they have a fur coat, they're fine, dogs are from the wild. What people sometimes don't realize is that we've really domesticated the dogs that we have in the world today.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? So what would you say? What would be your rule of thumb on depending on the temperature with letting them out?
My rule of thumb is if you go outside with your dog, when you start to feel cold and need to come inside, your dog probably only has about 4 or 5 minutes longer than that that they should have to tolerate being outside. So if you're cold, chances are your dog's cold.
Yeah, oh, I agree. That's a good way to put it. A couple of minutes after that, because you can feel their fur feels, it starts to feel cold after that. Is there a difference between, I mean, there is some breeds, obviously, that could weather it a little bit more than others, though, right? I mean, versus a Chihuahua versus, like, my Golden Retriever.
Right, there is, but you also have to understand that our climate, dogs pretty much adjust to what we have, and we've been seeing some unseasonably cold weather here across the country, and a lot of the dogs, a lot of the breeds that are used to the cold weather, they haven't seen this kind of weather in their lifetime. Just because you have a husky doesn't necessarily mean that they can be out in the cold for the first time in their life and, oh, well, they're a husky, they're fine. We've made them adjust to our temperature, to our way of life, and the pads of their feet get cold, too.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, the thing with the pads of their feet, I'm curious about that, too. Somebody told me, and I know there's so many people in this audience that have dogs and can relate to this, whether they're a big breed or a small breed, that it's almost like a natural way for their nails to get clipped when they're walking. Because if they're walking on pavement, that's what it does. It kind of grinds it down. Is that true?
That is true. If you walk your dog on a pavement on a consistent basis, they do tend to, it's almost like a natural file for them. That doesn't mean that you want to not check them and make sure that they are trimmed to a safe length.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. How about, I'm curious, how about you, what kind of dogs, do you have dogs?
I have 5 English Mastiffs.
So you obviously like that. You like that breed. What drew you to that breed?
You know, we babysat one for a couple months, and I haven't looked back. They are just big, goofy, mellow, love everybody. And, you know, contrary, everybody thinks that they're big, wild, outdoor dogs. They're the biggest couch potatoes I think you could ever have.
Really? So that's, oh, that's great. I think that's part of it. I think what is it that you get, and yeah, I think you get a lot from a dog. I've learned that now in the last 11 months, but that would also depend, I think, on certain breeds too. There are some that, I guess, some breeds that are just a little bit more aloof. Is that the right way to say it? There's some breeds, right, that, Christy, that are aloof a little bit?
Absolutely. I think aloof is a wonderful, nice, kind way to describe a Mastiff.
There you go.
We have other words. You know, they're sometimes not the smartest breed, so I like aloof. I think I'm gonna use that going forward.
Exactly, that's the key. It's to be kinder and gentler as we move into the next year, because we're still really at the top of 2010. How'd you start Three Dog Bakery? What was the idea behind that?
Well, Three Dog Bakery has actually been around since 1989. It was started by two gentlemen in Kansas City, and I had been a customer of Three Dog Bakery for 12 years, and when we moved to Texas, I didn't have one, and I was having stuff shipped in, and they actually started franchising about a year and a half ago, so we bought the Dallas-Fort Worth market and opened up our first store, and we're looking for our second and third location right now.
Wow, so that means people really love their mutts and they want special things for them, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're finding that people are staying home more in this economy and bonding more with their dog more than ever before.
Yeah. What of all the things that you sell product-wise, what is your, especially because you were a customer first, like you just described to us, what was your favorite thing?
Actually, it's kind of a tie. The baked goodies, we have an on-site, all-natural baked bakery in-house. We have an executive pastry chef, as well as we have a natural line of dog food, and it's a slow-baked, all-human-quality dog food that is just amazing, and it's been a lifesaver to my dogs.
Very cool. All right, everybody listening, I'll have to go check it out. It's www, of course, 3dogdfw.com. Christy, thanks for joining us on the air.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right, you too. And you heard what Christy had to say, that, and which is why I wanted her to talk about that, because I know so many people have the pooches. Of course, not you, Tomas, because we know how you feel about dogs. But for all the other people out there that have dogs and are concerned about, you know, when cold is too cold and all that other sort of stuff, I think she gave you some good advice there. If you're cold, wait just, you know, 3-4 minutes, and that's too much for your dog, and then that's it. So some tips for the animals. Really got under my skin when I was walking and I saw those dogs outside. I thought, wow, they got them. I wonder if they have them tied up in the yard. Crazy. All right, as I said, we're going to do the daily salute coming up on this show, and we had two of them. And speaking of weather, because there's been some strange, sad stories where people have fallen into lakes and rivers and whatnot and drown, actually. Sometimes, you know, it's that thing with the ice, depending on where you live, and it's not always somebody who can't swim. A lot of times it's just a freak accident, and sadly, in a couple of different places across the country, that those stories are being reported. It's not that people, you know, it's not that you don't know it. It's not that if you live in the Midwest and you get this cold spell and the lake is frozen and you go and whatever, or you're chasing somebody or something, or you lean over, it's not that you don't know it. It's that you just, I think, are so used to certain situations that you don't realize that, oh, maybe I shouldn't have leaned all the way out there and then fall in, and it's not as, the ice isn't as thick as you think it is. And that has happened recently in two areas where the people were absolutely aware of the caution around the water. So that's just a hint that relates to, as I mentioned before, what our daily salute is all about. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, the politics of inaction. Oh, we got a good one for you, as we're going to talk about the Supreme Court for a second. And also, we're going to talk about New Jersey actually okaying the medical marijuana bill. But ultimately, what does that mean? Does that mean more of the marijuana shops? And if you have a certain disease where you're allowed to get the medical marijuana, they're going to have them in South and Central and North Jersey? Or by this okaying the medical marijuana, in other words, they had some trepidations about how it was being doled out to those legislative people, I would say. Haven't you ever seen the television show Weeds? They show you the whole thing there. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Politicians don't want to go on record for the comments that Harry Reid made that have been widely quoted now all over the place from the book Game Changer. Just to throw it out there again in case you haven't heard it or you didn't hear it anywhere else, what Harry Reid said, the Senate Majority Leader, apparently in a private quarters and then was reported in this book, is Obama basically had a good chance to be elected because he was light-skinned and as long as he chose not to use the Negro dialect. So Obama came out and said that he forgives Harry Reid because Harry Reid asked, apologized and asked to be forgiven for what he said. And that happened almost right away over the weekend. Then there's been reaction far and wide from all kinds of folks, from pundits to wannabe pundits to, African-American groups to Al Sharpton. The usual suspects who would sound off on this or anything that would be controversial with a politician, let's say. And it brings up the whole thing of race and race discussions. But I don't see the ball being moved forward in that direction anyway. So Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, of course, was the minority leader, was also asked about Reid's comments when he was filling reporters in on other things, like what was going on with Afghanistan and the drones and Pakistan and all that sort of stuff. And here's what he had to say.
I think that's an issue for the Democratic conference. I think it's an issue for the Democratic conference. Who's going to be the Democratic leader of the Senate is up to the Democratic conference.
Bravo. Well said, right? Because how can you come back on that? He said it three different ways and said it's an issue for the Democrats. That's a good way to skirt around it, Mitch. And maybe some people should have taken a cue from him, because you could tell that a lot of the folks on the Hill were uncomfortable answering it because It's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't, depending on what you say. And it goes back to the whole race conversation that, frankly, a lot of the politicians do not want to have. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have birthdays. I think you're going to recognize, this is my new thing now, I think you're going to recognize like six names on the list. I'm trying to get better about the list, but I think you're going to recognize six. That's pretty good. Then we have this day in history and news you can abuse. Before we get to that, though, and we've got a few other things to fill you in on, including this daily salute that I'm bringing back, because we need some good news. Man, some people are doing nice things. And if somebody does something nice, we want to know about it. You can shoot it to me at americatonight.net. Isn't that sad? I'm doing a national talk show, and I say to all of you, hey, if somebody does something nice, send it to me. Because all we have is such blasted negative stuff. So here's this story out of New York. A Bangladeshi cab driver in New York City is being praised for returning $21,000 lost by a visitor from Italy. 72-year-old Felicia Lateri of Italy left her purse in a taxi on Christmas Eve and it had traveling money. I remember the story, we talked about it, for her and her six relatives. Police told them not to get their hopes up about finding it, but the cab driver, Mohammed Ashajami, drove about 50 miles to a Long Island address he found in the purse. No one was home, so he left his phone number, later returned with the money. And the 28-year-old driver from Bangladesh said that as an observant Muslim, he could not accept a reward offered by a grateful passenger. How about some applause for this guy? Yeah. Guarantee they didn't, and the police told them, guarantee they did not think they were going to get that money. $21,000 is a lot of money. And they had saved up, and they had all these people with them. And so I'm sure it was devastating. And let's be honest, you're just not thinking you're going to get that money back. And how about that cab driver for doing that? So that is the daily salute. There was going to be a joint daily salute, but I'm going to save that for later in the week. This was I think this was a pretty good one, to tell you the truth. And for the other side, you know, we always talk about jihadists, and we're talking about Islamic terrorists constantly. And there are many people of the Muslim faith. I've said this. I have a friend who's Muslim. There are many people of the Muslim faith who don't fall into that category. Unfortunately, that's the problem. You're worried that they're, you know, there's two ways to look at this with the profiling thing, which I think we should. I think we should profile whoever it is that is coming into the United States and trying to continuously disrupt or kill us, whether it's the Richard Reeds or the Abdullah Muttalibs or whatever. But at the same time, isn't it nice to hear that story from this cab driver, and then to say because he was of Muslim faith, he couldn't, in good conscience, really, he couldn't take a reward. I say that says something. In fact, it's interesting. There was a rally, if you will, of sorts, albeit a very small one in Detroit. I want to say maybe like 50 people. Bill O'Reilly might have done something on his show on this, but I think I mentioned on America Tonight. The rally was exactly what I've been saying that we've been looking for a long time. How about the people who are of Muslim faith, who don't want to take it anymore, who are sick of these scumbags, because they are, that are taking over the face of the faith by saying they are living to the letter of the law of the Quran and disrupting Western ways and all that other sort of stuff. So this group of people protested that they were not of the same faith. They were not of the same nature of these people. And I thought it was brilliant, because that's the kind of people you want to hear from. How about the Muslims who are enraged by what this radicalized group of people are doing and what they're doing to the face of their religion? Let's face it, so good for them. And that goes hand in hand with this cab driver for being an all-around nice guy and then, again, using his faith, quoting his faith as why he wouldn't take the money. A couple of other things quickly we'll hit on, sadly, bouncing back to some sad news. Five people were shot, two dead at a Georgia truck rental company. Once again, it's the same familiar story flared and frayed, tempers. They say it was a disgruntled former employee who shot four employees and one customer. You know, it makes you think and makes you look around the room a little bit differently. A lot of places that I've worked, they've made jokes about, oh, who's going to go postal? But sadly, we've seen a couple incidents lately again of this. The guy was dressed in camouflage. He had a handgun. He opened fire at the truck, just a simple truck rental business in Atlanta. And he, as I said, he killed two people. He injured a couple of others, three. And he drove off in a pickup truck and was arrested after the police stopped him about a mile from the Penske truck rental place. And it wasn't, you know, they took him into custody. And they say that the victims, of course, were employees, and the other was a customer. Boy, that's bad timing, isn't it? And the suspect worked there for several years. It's unclear still at this point why he left and when he left and all that other stuff, but he confronted someone in the parking lot, moved to an area where the truck bays were, and then that's when the shooting took place. And, wow, again, the horror of seeing that somebody dressed in the camouflage comes in, it's somebody that you worked with before, and it's not what you're expecting. This is sadly becoming all too familiar for whatever reason. He was let go or left or whatnot. All right, and this is kind of like the outrage of the day. We always talk about the millions of dollars of federal money being wasted, thrown down the rat hole, as I like to call it. Rat hole not being like the rabbit hole. Nothing good's going to come out of that one. So there was a story that was reported somewhere that I was reading today about an airport in St. Louis. The Mid-America St. Louis Airport has gotten millions of federal bucks, right? But check this out. And the airport looks nice from the shots that I saw. It kind of reminded me of a spruced-up Midway in Chicago. Only one flight comes in each week. So they have this great airport, but one flight, and so all that money was spent on that airport? How many other things could they have spent money on versus where they spent it? In hopes that people are going to use it or having an alternative to the St. Louis airport? You know, what is the deal there? Let's hope that eventually more than one flight comes in each week, right? Crazy. And then this story was also strange, and I think that many of you can relate to it as we try to hopscotch around the United States. This study came out that they're talking about chemicals in a cancer-causing substance that's been used to seal pavement. And when you think of pavement, parking lots, driveways, now we're seeing this, what they call dust. This dust is bubbling up in houses, and there's concerns about a health effect of long-term exposure to it. It's called, any of you in construction will know this, coal tar sealant. And it's a waste product of steel manufacturing that's used to protect pavement and asphalt against cracking and water damage. And it has a dark sheen. Boy, I've lived places where they did that a couple of times a year. And it's applied usually east of the Rockies, heavily east of the Rockies, but used in all 50 states. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen them spray the pavement over. And apparently this USGS study says the high levels of chemicals in the sealant bubble up in house dust, and it's bad, 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 especially for young kids. It's all that stuff from the parking lot coatings. Now you know what to do when they tell you to get away when they're doing the parking lot. Stay away for quite a while, right? Stay with us. Birthdays next.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future.
Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
McDreamy is from Grey's Anatomy. I don't even watch Grey's Anatomy, and I know who it is. It's the actor Patrick Dempsey. He's celebrating a birthday today. Also, Orlando Bloom. You might have caught him in one of the pirate movies with Johnny Depp or a ton of other movies that he's been in recently. He's got an interesting birthday, good birthday. And an actress, you would know her by her face. She's been in a lot of Stephen King movies. Frances Sternhagen. She has a very familiar face, trust me. Then George Clooney's father, who is a television personality, Nick Clooney, has a big birthday, too. Wonder if he's celebrating with his son. And this day in history, you know, we are already, folks, honestly, we are already 13 days into 2010. So do the math, there are 352 days left in the year for you to stand up and be counted by the census. Hey, Matt, have you ever been, has a census worker ever come to a door where you lived and asked you questions?
Not that I can recall.
And same thing with me. My entire life, I have never had someone come to the door and ask me questions or even call.
Yeah,
but they come to your door usually.
No, but I think my dad, though, actually, since he retired, he was a census taker for, what was the last census? Was it 08?
It was 08.
08?
08, I think.
I think he was a census taker then.
Really?
I can't remember for sure, but I think he was.
I wonder what that's like. I wonder what you're greeted with at the door. A couple of slams in the face, a couple of nice people here and there, a couple of people who don't speak English. Could be an interesting day walking in those moccasins.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'll have to ask him about it and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, talk to the dad, Mr. Johnson, and find out some key information about the whole census thing, okay?
I shall do that.
We know there's controversy this time around, though, with the word Negro being on the 2010 census. And, you know, we've already said this a million times. Come on. They know everything. they. Who are they? They, the government, knows pretty much. I guarantee whatever about me, I'm on lists or whatever, and probably many of you are, too. So there are 352 days left in the year, as I mentioned before. If we go back in history, and I'll hit some more of these up, but quickly. In 1962, comedian Ernie Kovacs died in a car crash in West Los Angeles 10 days before his 43rd birthday. You talk to old comedians, they always point to this guy as totally hilarious. Before my time, I've seen clips, did seem pretty funny. In 78, former VP Hubert Humphrey died in Minnesota. He was just 66 years old. Boy, it's like I'm telling you all this depressing news. This story, I remember as a kid, I remember watching this. I don't remember where I was. I want to say I was in New Jersey, and I was watching this for some reason when the aftermath of this. But in 82, an Air Florida 737 crashed into the 14th Street Bridge. Remember that in D.C.? After taking off during a snowstorm, and then it fell into the Potomac River. It killed 78 people. I remember them trying to rescue people and what that was like, and the water was freezing, and the pictures were really scary. Sadly, seeing that the people had gone down in this plane. All right, we move from a couple of those days in history. We have some better stuff there, too, for history when we go back. But let's forge ahead, shall we, to news you can abuse. This is abusive, I would say. St. Cloud, Minnesota. What's going on with those Minnesotans? Guy said he wanted to get into trouble, and he got his wish. Workers at a Target store say that a guy made that comment, came and said, "I want to get into trouble." He picked up a baseball bat, smashed a big screen TV. Police in St. Cloud report booking the vandalism suspect into the county jail. A 50-inch plasma set was worth $1,200. I mean, he just went in and said, "I'm looking for trouble." So he got some trouble. How about that? Here's one from Salem, Oregon. A truck driver focusing on his GPS got stuck, but he didn't get lost. They say that the driver didn't notice signs on I-5 warning of a low bridge. Yikes. The driver's rig was 14 feet tall. The railroad trestle was only 11 feet high. The man told the deputies he was too busy watching his GPS. The bridge wasn't damaged, but it took 2 hours to free the stuck truck. The driver has been cited for failure to obey traffic control. To obey a traffic control device. Boy, GPS, people get so, that's the bad part about it. They get so obsessed with it and following it to the letter that they do crazy things like drive off the side of the road. There was that one couple that went down the cliff, and now this thing with the truck driver. There's many more stories. I know a couple of people who follow the GPS to the letter, even though they knew they were going the wrong direction. I don't get that. This is a cool thing they do in New York, in the Big Apple. And people bring their Christmas trees, and they got about 23,000 Christmas trees. They recycled them during a mulch fest at about 80 parks. That's a 38% increase in tree recycling compared to last year. What they do, the trees are chipped and used as mulch in the parks, in the ball fields and the community gardens, of course, in that area. And there's a ton of use for it, no question about it. A couple of other stories for you that you'll find interesting. There's always this angle when we talk about the Olympics. Olympic athletes won't be the only people going for gold in Vancouver next month. Who do you think also is looking for some gold? Thousands of prostitutes are going to descend on the West Coast city to cash in. And what they say is they, being Olympic organizers, they know that this happens. But you have people that are launching businesses, and then you in the sex trade, and then you have other people who have called women in to show up knowing that they were going to have a great need for their clientele. How about that? This was a big story for Carnival Cruise. Carnival Cruise Lines won't be sailing anymore with a boatload of cougars and their prey. The Miami-based company turned down a request from a singles travel group to book another cruise with the cougar theme. The term refers, of course, to older women in their 40s, usually, who date younger men. The singles group says the ban is unfounded. They point to their first cruise on the Elation in December that drew about 300 women and the men they call cubs. But they say there were, and Carnival says there were no problems with the trip. It's just a business decision. They have no room for groups with that theme. Yeah, they're worried that something will happen. That's what that's about. All right, let's go back to this day in history, then hit you up for some birthdays, see if you recognize more of those names. In 1794, President Washington approved a measure adding two stars and two stripes to the American flag following the admission of Vermont, hey, Vermont, and Kentucky, hey, Kentucky, to the Union. In 1864, composer Stephen Foster died in New York. He was just 37 years old. Also, 10 years ago, Microsoft chairman Bill Gates stepped aside as chief executive and promoted company president Steve Ballmer to the position because he had bigger fish to fry, no doubt. All right, let's head off to those birthdays. Can I have some birthday music, please?
I need birthday singers. Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, I guarantee that Matt knows who this actress is. She used to be pretty hot for the guys, I think. They would consider her, I guess, a 10. Nicole Eggert is 38. You know, Baywatch. She was one of those Baywatch women. Actress Penelope Ann Miller is 46 years old. Country singer Trace Adkins is 48. If you ever watch Seinfeld, you know this woman's name. Actress Julia Louise Dreyfus is 49 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, rock musician Trevor Rabin is 56 years old. R&B musician Fred White is 55. Comedian Rip Taylor, guarantee you've seen him, is 76 years old. I mentioned George Clooney's dad is celebrating a birthday. He's a TV personality, Nick Clooney. He is 76 years old. Liz Anderson, country crooner, 80 years old. Keith Cogan, 40 years old. He's an actor. Actress Tracy Bingham is 42 years old. I mentioned Orlando Bloom. He's 33. 10 years older is Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy fame most recently in a bunch of movies. He is 44 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, rocker Graham Suggs McPherson from Madness. I like Madness. 49 years old. Going to leave you with this thought from an English author. The whole secret of life is to be interested in one thing profoundly and in a thousand things well.
Okay, okay, bye-bye. Show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. One, two, three, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.